This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You remember all the talk back in 2012, the last presidential election cycle, about how that was going to be the campaign where outside groups would spend $1 billion? Yeah, welcome to the new normal, everybody. Conservative electoral financiers Charles and David Koch made some campaign finance news yesterday. They said their organization, all by its lonesome, will spend $889 million ahead of Election Day 2016. That would be, should it come to pass, more than twice as much as the Republican National Committee spent in 2012. Marketplace's David Gura is on the line with more on this story from Washington. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
All right, let's get the basics first. Where is this money, all of it, going to come from, and where is it going to go?
Well, to your first question, we don't know. I mean, that's sort of how these outside groups work. So we can say broadly it's from a lot of wealthy donors, and they'd gathered this weekend outside Palm Springs at the Ritz outside Palm Springs at a seminar, as it's called, that the Koch brothers convened. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a few hundred people here who have committed to give money to this organization, to this network ahead of the campaign. And to your second question, where is it going to go? Some of it's going to go towards ads. That's probably a sure thing. But this is a big organization, and it's gotten bigger. It's a very complex network. Mm-hmm. The Koch brothers have invested a lot of money in data gathering and data processing, in technology, in the ground game. We saw some of that in the midterms that just passed a couple of months ago. Yeah. It's going to go to a lot of different things, but we are talking here about a really huge sum of money.
You mentioned the midterms. They were, three-ish something months ago and were already back in the money chase. I guess it probably never ended, did it, right?
Yeah, and I should point out the Koch network spent about $290 million on the midterms, so they were invested in that as well. I mean, you and I have talked about a perpetual campaign before, and folks I've talked to said there were just no breaks anymore, that after a midterm you might have been able to sort of cool your jets until the following summer, and that's just not the case anymore. And if anything, naming a figure like this, setting a figure like this is just going to turn up the heat on both Republicans and Democrats, on people on both sides of the aisle to have to raise more money.
Right. Well, along those lines, and you and I have talked about this, you've done a bunch of reporting on this, what we have now is private money being raised by a private organization, right? What does it say about, I guess you could say, the fate or the state of the national political parties, the Democrats and Republicans?
No, I think they've both got to be worried, because you've got these outside groups who are setting the message, they're controlling the message to an extent, and I think even more fundamentally, they're doing things that parties used to do or that they have been doing. I mentioned the ground game and collecting data. That was the providence of parties for a really long time. And a political scientist I spoke to said it's really difficult. It's becoming increasingly difficult for parties to make long-term investments in infrastructure, the mechanisms that let them collect that kind of data. So when you look at that and you look at the even colder calculus here of talent and who's going where, there's going to be the attraction to work for a candidate or work on a campaign. But increasingly, these outside groups are doing more, and I think often they're paying more, so they're going to start drawing talent to them that would have gone to parties in the past.
Yeah. One last thing before I let you go, and it's going to sound kind of random, but I'm oh so curious. $889 million, not $890 million or $900 million or $880 million. Why the specificity, if you will?
Your guess could be as good as mine here, but I did talk to one professor who said he thinks it's because you're dealing with a group of people, these wealthy donors, who like a budget. Perhaps they've advanced how much they'd be willing to spend ahead of this next campaign. And there's something to that specificity. And in my reporting, I was looking at the notion of political spending as an investment.
Right.
And when you have wealthy donors like this, they're used to assessing or getting a return on that investment. And at this retreat in California, a number of these donors got to meet with some of the candidates who were elected thanks in part to money that the Koch network donated to push for them to win those races. So that budgeting is one part of it.
And they like to count their money, too. That's the deal, right?
There you go.
Arguably the first salvo in the campaign finance wars of 2016. David Gura on the story for us in Washington. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Kai.